Thank you for calling Dealstruck, the leading provider of small business loans and lines of credit. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. If you're looking to apply for a new loan, please press 1. For questions about your existing credit line, please press 2. For questions about your existing term loan, please press 3. For affiliates and partnerships, please press 4. All other callers, please dial 0 for the operator.
Thank you for calling
Affiliates and Partnerships.
Please hold for the next available agent.
Alex at Dealstruck, how can I help you?
Hi, Alex. My name's Ruben. I was looking for the affiliate channel. Do I have the correct line?
That's me. I'm the affiliate relations manager.
Hi, Alex. Nice to meet you. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm calling from a company called Bank of Cardiff, and I apologize. I'm on an IP phone system that's been having some issues today. If I get disconnected, should I just call back this number, or do you have a direct line?
Yeah, I do have a direct line, but that number goes to me and two other people, so I usually answer it first.
Great. Did I catch you at an okay time?
Yeah, I've got a few minutes to chat.
Perfect. I think our company worked with you in the past. The company I work for is called Bank of Cardiff. I've been here for way too long, 9.5 years. And we participate in the working capital and equipment financing sphere. And I've heard your name before. I think we might have worked on you guys with occasion, but I just want to talk to someone about kind of reinventing the broker partnership. We have a lot of quality deals, and we see your name come up. So I don't know how to kind of start that conversation or how it works, and would love to pick your brain a little.
Oh, yeah, that's not a problem. We're always looking for good partners in the kind of the SBA decline area. Those are some of our best performing loans, folks who are right at the bank level of financing but don't qualify. And they can, you know, get to our rates, which are anywhere from 7.99, you know, probably to 27.99 for some of the poorer creditors. But so it's a nice 20-point range there, but we can get a lot of people in under 10%. If they qualify, and our compensation is pretty fair as far as that. We can give out 2% of the funded loan amount to any affiliate, and with performance, it moves up to 3, which can be pretty substantial on some of the bigger loans. Let me check if you guys are in the still in the system here.
Yeah, we kind of had some changes in our credit department, but basically, We'd like to learn. What I'd like to learn about is the products, how we submit. I don't know. Every lender in this sphere is different. So I don't know if you guys basically like a handoff or you like us to pre-underwrite everything and then gather docs. I'd just like to learn about the process because I'm kind of ignorant, to be honest, at this point.
Oh, no problem. It's pretty simple, and I can go through that real quick on you. Give me just a sec.
Sure.
Basically, what you're going to do is we actually have one guy who, I mean, well, one, two things. How often do you think you can, would be some, you know, referring someone over? So if it's at a high enough frequency, you know, maybe one or two a week or something of that nature, we might be able to set up a direct number for you to call in and then live transfer them over. Or we can always just have you work in the capacity of a normal broker. It also just depends on whether you're, you know, going to be able to collect the primary documentation we need, which I don't think should be a problem. We just need a 2 years tax return, 1 year personal, 6 months of banks, and credit pull authorization. Is that something you think you can get?
We do a lot of working capital loans. You know, we work with a lot of people I'm sure you're used to. So basically what we would like to do is this. I think my boss, I work for the owner of the company, he basically tasked me, said, hey, give you guys a ring, and have me kind of be like a guinea pig instead of you guys. I know no one in this space likes... You know, no one in the space likes to get 15 applications and have nothing closed. That's how you make your living. So I know that no one wants to get tons of files sent to them. So what we'd like to do is just kind of learn about the different products you have, how it works. We're the kind of shop that we'd like to gather everything, do as much one-on-one business with the customer. I don't even know if a broker allowed to present DealStruck docs and gather them, or does everything get handed off during DealStruck once it's approved?
No, we can definitely... bridge the gap everywhere. So you'll say you submit a full package, we break it down and pre-qualify the deal, then we're going to need a basically we just need the guy to talk to, the borrower is going to have to talk to one of our lending specialists just to address, you know, use of funds and UCC filings and stuff like that.
Is that before an approval or after an approval?
That's before it even gets into underwriting, because we just got to check it out. Now, that's just a quick, you know, 20-minute call, but someone from the from your company can be on the call if they want to, you know, participate in that as a, you know, as keep the relationship up with the customer, or they can just toss it off at that point and let us just make the quick call. We'll kind of sell them on what product we think is best for them and get into underwriting. After underwriting, we'll come back usually in 2 or 3 days with an offer. Now, that offer can go straight to you guys. You have a 24-hour period to pitch that and sell it. If we don't hear from you in 24 hours, we'll reach out. But as long as you're still trying to talk to them and you're communicating with them, you know, we usually give you as much time as you need. But if you go dark, we will kind of just poke our nose in after a day and see what we can.
I don't think we'd go dark. I think we'd communicate with you and give you some real feedback. We're not that kind of company.
Some people, it happens, you know, they go on vacation and we don't want to just let the offer sit there. Time is money, so we like to get in front of them as soon as possible.
It blows my mind that someone would do that much work and then not want to follow up, but it is.
You would be surprised. It's so much that we had to write into the contract, yeah.
Second question, I think also people are probably submitting deals to you and 10 other people and saying who's good. There are a lot of people that are doing that right now. I'm sure that's a huge part of it. So are you guys seeing a lot of people in the MCA or working capital space where you're doing a lot of payoffs?
Yeah, I'd say about 75% of our deals have some kind of debt that we end up paying off in the MCA kind of zone. And, you know, my general rule of thumb is that we don't buy off any more than 3 MCAs, because anybody usually over leverage.
You guys are willing to buy down someone who's stacked that heavily?
I'm telling you that 1 or 2 is fine. 3, you're probably going to have a 1 in 5 shot of getting that approved, just from what I've seen 3 MCAs do, right? That kind of stacking usually hurts the business. But if it's that, you know, 1 in 5 shot where the guy's actually just grabbing the money at any cost because he's growing so quickly and it's a good deal, we can do that. If he's using the money to keep the lights on, it's going to be a problem.
With the utmost respect, I think I've seen people that do 3 loans, and I think many of them have issues. I don't blame anyone for not buying those deals, but I appreciate the fact that someone's willing to kind of extend that. That's awesome.
It's just if the numbers make sense, we'll do the deal. But my rule of thumb is nobody has 4 MCAs and is doing something right.
No, they're doing everything wrong.
From my experience, yeah.
So let me ask you like a hypothetical, because I can learn your system. So if someone has $1 million, let's just say a $2 million a year business. That's a lot of customers that make a card of services. They have $2 million a year. What kind of loan offer are they going to get? What kind of credit do they need to have? And I know it's not score-based. It's do you have good credit? Do you have pass issues? But because I think many of the people that you probably talk to in the MCA working capital space are doing percentage of revenues. But when you talk about a longer-term loan, it just might be it might be apples and, you know, oranges. So what kind of loan offer is someone going to get that does $2 million a year? If their profitability is there, if their credit is good.
Essentially, you'll be pre-qualified. Here's how you kind of gauge it, is 20% of the gross annual revenue, is the most, usually. On a very, very, very clean deal, we might be a quarter. So this person could potentially qualify for $500,000 exposure. But I'd say that, you know, and that's our max, right? So we don't lend more than $500,000 to anyone. So I would say, you know, 20% of that is probably what you're looking at, like closer to $350,000,
okay.
$400,000. But ideally, it's more like 10 to 15% is in the more comfort zone for the average person. So, you know, $200,000 would be pretty simple to get somebody like that if they're profitable and they're looking good. $250,000 would be a little tougher. You know, $300,000 to $400,000 would be even tougher. So
I'm sure
it would probably go past 15 unless we saw a really good score in the 700s, you know?
Okay. What's the lowest you guys want to deal with in terms of credit score?
600, and we can do an average of 600 if one guy's below slightly and the other person's above.
Okay. And I'm assuming you guys have bought deeper over the last few years and you're
yeah. Correct? We got screwed on 550s. So we did 550 and up, and everything we did in the 575, 580 case, a majority of those weren't very good loans. So we increased it to 6 just in the last few months.
Do you, what percentage of payoffs, and I'm sorry for all the peppered questions, but I'm a salesperson, but I like to ask instead of just throw stuff against the wall. What percentage of sales, what percentage of, what can payoffs be? So can a customer, is it that standard 50-50 rule? Can they refinance?
Oh, there's no net requirement.
So do a lot of customers come to you?
Refi.
Is it a lot? Do you guys do a lot of refis of primarily just working capital loans?
Yeah, and a lot of these guys want more, but they barely cover just to get out of it. And sometimes we're able to just sell them on that, just get them into a monthly payment, and then they can watch, you know, their money not disappear out of their bank account every day, and then they're able to kind of grow from there. And we usually get them capital 6 months later. We get them an up, you know. But sometimes they do cover for complete reconsolidation plus, you know, an extra, you know, couple 50K or something on top. But 9 times out of 10, they come to us with MCAs and they want more money as well. A lot of those get declined. The ones that get approved, I'd say about, it's 50-50 whether or not they actually get more money.
Are you guys doing a lot of deals that are above 250 right now? Or is it very hard?
I mean, yeah, we do a fair amount. We have a lot of business closed in the 200 to 350 range because that's where our term loan max is at 350. Obviously, we want to see good credit and strong business covering at a good, strong ratio, heavy, good bank. So I think we're doing our fair share of those. I think that, you know, I would like to see more, and I would like to see more qualified borrowers. But I'd say our average loan amount's probably like between 125 and 150.
Okay.
And that's with some $50,000 here and some 300s there, you know?
And you said term loan. So do you have two different products?
We have three. We have a term loan, an operating line of credit, and an inventory line of credit.
Can you explain those to me?
Yeah. Term loan's going to be 1 to 3 years in term. Anywhere from 7.99 to 27.99 on the interest rate. They're going to be either twice a month payments or monthly. 90% are monthly. Some come out biweekly. Occasionally, they'll do a weekly for like a restaurant that has high cash, you know?
Yeah.
But usually it's monthly. And then no dailies at all. Fully amortized, you know, so they could pay it off early, get the interest out of the way, forego all the extra interest, they pay it off early. And so it's kind of the term loan, up to 350, 25K minimum. And like I said, usually 10 to 20% of what they made last year is what they'll qualify for. Then we have an inventory line of credit. This one's pretty interesting.
Do you mean what they made? Well. Do you mean what they made, their revenues or their net income?
Revenues.
Okay. Down.
$7 million business, 100-150K. Additionally, we can do add backs for depreciation, interest, and officer's comp. So, because we do an EBITDA kind of model for the underwriting. So, if you do have something showing a loss on the taxes, we can add those three things back to make it profitable.
Okay. And I guess, what bureau do you guys pull? Is it Experian or Equifax or TransUnion or all three?
Yeah. It's Experian, and the other two products we have is two different credit lines. We have an inventory credit line, which is used solely for the purchase of inventory. What they do is send us the invoice. We purchase it. There's a built-in interest-only payment period for a few weeks, usually 3 to 4 weeks, and then they'll pay interest only on the amount of the draw. Then afterwards, they pay weekly the remaining balance over 6 months. So $50,000 draw, you know, maybe they're buying T-shirts from China, but they take 4 weeks to ship. During those 4 weeks, they pay like $200. After they pay the, you know, $800 to $1,000 in interest-only payments, we didn't break the bank on them because they didn't have the product yet. Then once they get the product, they'll pay back the remaining over a six-month term and weekly payments.
Okay. So, and do you have any products that go above 3 years, or is 3 years the cap right now?
Right now, I think next year we're going to be able to extend the terms to about five. That's kind of in the works, but nothing is on the books yet.
Now, if someone gets a monthly payment from you, do you consider a working capital daily or weekly payment a stack and a violation of your contract?
Yes.
Okay.
We're the sole providers of finance. We will come behind a bank loan. But that's it. They can't get any. I mean, they could get equipment financing and stuff, but any other kind of UCC filing or daily debiting or advance of cash would be a breach of our contract. Yes.
Okay. Can you see if you see Bank of Cardiff? It might be under commercial financing leasing Bank of Cardiff or CFLBC if it's in your system.
CFLBC. Yeah, let me pull it up.
I appreciate you answering all my questions, by the way.
That's my job. That's why they pay me the small bucks.
Are you from SoCal originally?
No, I'm from New Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got you in here. I got Leslie Chanel.
Yeah,
she's the main contact.
She's no longer here, so let me give you my email address.
Cool, let's put it in.
It's R Goldstein. That's RGOLDSTEIN @bankofcardiff.com.
That's EIN?
EIN, yep. And it's
Bank of.
And it's C like cat, A like apple, R like Romeo, D like Delta, I like ice, FF like foxfox.com.
Cool. And then what's your first name again?
It's Ruben, R-E-B-N.
Ruben.
And so just all you guys need is like a traditional MCA app, 6 months of banks, all pages. 2 years tax returns, personal. The two years corporate tax returns, 1 year personal. I'm assuming you get a P&L and balance sheet sometime during the process, correct?
If we need it, it doesn't always necessarily need to happen. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Especially if we're not seeing profitability,
gotcha.
We'll ask for a P&L.
And then the broker makes, I'm assuming, their 2 points via an origination fee or something of that nature. Is that correct, or am I wrong?
Yeah, the term loan has a 4.99 origination fee, and the 2 points come out of that.
Okay.
You'll get paid that within a day or two. So I'm gonna shoot you an email, right? I gotta do something real quick. Hold on. Let me program in your landing page.
Yeah, I think because we've had a lot of customers. The reason I'm reaching out we're not the kind of company that's gonna send a deal to 18 billion different places in the same hopes of matching our commission and saving our customer $10. But we have seen a lot of customers where, and I'm one of these customers that has these contacts, where people are either A, overloaded into debt, or B, have been pitched the working capital product a million times. And I think having an alternative could help whoever we work with and our customers and our company. It's always a good tool to have if used effectively. I'm sure you got a lot of people that throw stuff at you, though, that has no chance of getting approved. So that's why I like to ask these questions. I'm not going to send you $550.
And if you have a deal that you want to run by me, you got to be able to. I hate that. I love brokers that call me and they only want to hear the right answer. They only want to hear what they want to hear, and they just can't accept it if I'm like, don't bother sending it in. I'll send it in anyway. I'm like, fine. I'll decline it in 20 minutes if you want.
We're actually a financing company. We've been here for 12 and a half years, so we understand the whole relationship model.
Yeah, so I just shot you a email. Tell me if you got that.
I got it. And so
that's going to be your landing page, the quick pre-qual fact sheet, the restricted industry list, and the timeline.
So let me go real quick. So, and by the way, if I want to, I can always send you a deal. And so do I basically, how does it work? Do I send you the deal? Do I send your system the deal?
No, that landing page right there. First thing you're going to see.
Okay, give me a second. So walk me through this. Mm-hmm. So I see, landing card, Bank of Cardiff. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, so we just enter this stuff.
Uh-huh. It's pretty simple, and then you upload all the docs.
Gotcha. And how do we upload this?
Once you type in the legal business name,
gotcha.
It'll allow you to upload docs.
Okay. Out of curiosity, I'm sure you people ask this too. What's your attitude towards construction, specifically specialty construction, like?
It's almost non-existent what we can do. They have to be a subcontractor that does solely commercial work.
We have a lot of people in the.
Anything out.
We have a lot of people in the stone industry, so they make stone countertops.
Yeah, we'd have. I mean, basically, I would just ask that you shoot me over the taxes before, and I can kind of take a look and see if it's something we could do.
Okay. Cool. Anything you guys are getting a lot of success on in a specific industry right now, or no?
Yeah, sure. Home healthcare, Amazon retailers, stuff like that, as well as manufacturing. We'd love to see those kinds of deals.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, thank you. And you said about 75% of your deals are involving some type of MCA payoff right now, correct?
Yeah, at least.
Okay.
It's, it's 9 times out of, or 7 out of 10, I guess. 7.5 out of 10, right? 75% is when we're going to have to do something with it.
Out of curiosity, and it's just a question I ask, and I don't want to take more of your time, but do you fear that those people will just then restack on you immediately?
It happens. I mean, and then here's the kicker though. So the broker has an incentive not to do that, because if we get stacked within 90 days, there's a clawback provision in the contract. And then if we're, as a broker, I always tell them.
Oh, I'm not saying we would do that. I'm saying the customer doing that.
No, yeah. I mean, there's it's part of the risk. That's why we charge an interest rate on that that's high, and then we do UCC searches every once in a while and check.
Okay.
And we have a guy who does collections, and that's his only job. He comes in all day and talks to people who defaulted, and it's usually very depressing. He sits next to me, he has some very hard conversations with people who just don't get it.
What percentage of people are performing right now?
I mean, it's pretty good. It's a very, very small amount that do stack us and have to, get redone. I mean, I think it's below 4%. I mean, it's pretty insignificant.
But you said when you guys,
when
you went with lower credit scores, the default skyrocketed, correct? You're saying?
Yeah, it's just right. So I wouldn't say skyrocketed, but there was an increase, and then since we adjusted. We really have seen it really peter off to it's almost non-existent. So I think they've just tightened the guidelines to really underwrite folks they are confident that will succeed. And since we've started doing that, we've definitely seen some better returns.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time. It's been very informative. I'm going to spearhead this so you don't get a million apps to go nowhere.
Sure.
Sounds like you're pretty open to questions, so I can call you. Thanks again, and hopefully I'll be in touch in the near future here.
No problem, Ruben. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Alex.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.